Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. And I'm here tonight on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, these shows are for you. So please let me know if there's specific things that you want to hear about on the show, guests you want to hear from. You know, just shoot me an email on my website, BonnieGressel.com, or connect with me on Facebook, and I'd be happy to meet those needs. I'm excited to share another great guest with you tonight. You know, there's always so many insights and tips that we can learn from those who have walked the path before us. You know, you don't want to miss tonight. Max Ivey, the blind blogger, is going to be with us tonight. I'm so excited to have Max here, and I'm going to introduce him right after our first break. Now, to me, being a holistic entrepreneur is more of a mindset. You see the wholeness of a person. Looking at that mind-body-spirit connection as you do business is really more a philosophy than what you actually do for a living or what your credentials are. So whether you're a coach or an author or you run a business, you share your message and help others from that heart-centered place. And it doesn't matter where you are on the journey, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been on the path a while. But I bet that you would love people to be able to find you. So is that your experience? Are you sharing your expertise with others in the biggest way possible? You know, I like to think that we all have a book inside of us. And it's easier today than ever to become a published author. You know, that's something to think about. It's a great way to get out there and to be seen as the expert you are. I have some free stuff on my website for you as you're on your journey. So I always really remind you that that's there. You can just go to BonnieGressel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's BonnieGressel.com. You can even set up a time and we can chat. You can pick my brain for free. But take a look around and see if there's something there that interests you. You know, I believe in you. And I know that you are meant to do great things, to be happy and to prosper. I'm also excited to announce that I've just created a new YouTube channel called The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I have a few videos out there. I think there's maybe 5 or 6 of them currently. So check it out. And I always love subscribers. So if you subscribe, if you choose to do that, you'll sort of be in the know when I post something new. So here are some of my plans for the channel. I want to create slideshows, sort of, that go along with the radio shows that we're doing here on BBM. And I'll post those to the YouTube channel as well so that there's more ways to get the information, more ways to listen to the show. I'm also starting a series of success secrets, which are really short 1 to 2 minute videos with valuable tips and strategies and lessons to share with you as you're along this holistic entrepreneur journey. So I'll be sure to keep you posted on the progress of the YouTube channel, The Holistic Entrepreneur. But in the meantime, go check it out. There's some great stuff on there, I think. Now, I also want to remind everyone to join the community that we've started on Facebook, Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. This is a place where we can interact as well. You can send me a message or post a bit about yourself, maybe a challenge that you're dealing with. This is a safe place where we can all interact. We can ask questions and get feedback from others who are along the journey. You know, as I was thinking about the show tonight, the biggest thing that came to mind is thinking about life's challenges. You know, we all have challenges. And then the question comes up, okay, what makes the difference in some people being able to overcome those challenges and others can't. Others get stuck. And then what makes a seemingly small challenge or problem blow up into something big, where we maybe handle the big challenges just fine? You know, everyone has challenges, obstacles, and difficulties. It's just the way life is. There's nothing bad about that or wrong about it. It's just life. And there's always lessons that we learn in every challenge. So sometimes we're facing something about, you know, our health issues, or maybe it's our business, or maybe relationships, maybe our finances. Whatever the case may be, there are always struggles in life. And there can be lots of them. Depending on how you define challenges, you might find a lot of them. It's really a lot about how you see the world. All kinds of issues and experiences, circumstances, some big, some small. And it's how you look at it that makes the difference. So as I was thinking about myself, I thought about, okay, I had this bad accident, right, in 2009. Bad car accident with a severe brain injury. And the recovery from that, looking back on it, was really no big deal. Well, it would have been a big deal probably for some people, and it probably should have been for me too, but it really didn't seem like it was so bad at the time. It's kind of like when women give birth. At the time that they're in labor, it seems like, oh, it's so painful and it's going to last forever. And then you have the baby and you're holding your new baby, and all of that pain and suffering melts away. And we say, oh, that wasn't so bad. Well, granted, maybe it takes a couple days. Maybe it doesn't happen right away. But we don't think it was so bad looking back on it. And when I had my car accident and the brain injury, oh my goodness, I lost 3 weeks of my life because your memory is sort of erased and your brain isn't working properly for a while. I was in the hospital, had to do lots and lots of therapy, but I made it through, and it didn't really seem to me to be like a challenge of a lifetime. But to some people, that would have been. Maybe it's that the universe protected me and that my brain didn't work right, and so I didn't really realize how bad things were. But I did fine. I got my brain back, despite what all my medical providers thought. All is well. Now, in comparison, I had a terrible issue with my GoDaddy account yesterday. Problems that just never did get resolved. And I was upset, spending lots of mental energy and feeling angry, like it wasn't fair or it wasn't good customer service. So what makes the difference? Why did that little thing, I mean, in the big picture of things, that's really not a big thing. Why did that bother me so much? Perhaps it's the frame of mind you're in. Maybe it's an accumulative effect, sort of the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back. The fact that you're an optimist or a pessimist. Or maybe it's just the heat of the moment. You know, it wasn't a huge, catastrophic, big deal in the grand scope. And I knew that. But it still always helps me to play the so what game when things like this happen. It's the so what game is a little game that I developed years ago to help my patients manage stress in their lives. So what the so what game is that you take a step back and you ask yourself three questions. The first one is my life in danger right now? Yes or no? The second question is my loved one's life in danger right now? Yes or no? And this is the hard one, and the most important one. Will this even be important, or will I even remember it 5 or 10 years from now? Yes or no? Well, when I played the so what game, it became obvious that the whole issue with the GoDaddy thing was a so what, and I could let it go. So it all depends on how you look at life. Now, I have the so what game and lots of other games that I've developed in my book, 5 Steps to Better Health and Happiness, that you can find on Amazon. But I want you to think about how you look at life. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce our guest for today. So I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all when we get back from the break.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion? If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dreams quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Well, welcome back to the Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host. You know, just before the break, we were talking about how you look at life and how that makes a huge difference in how you handle challenges, how you handle the stress that's just going to be in your life. And I was talking about my experience with GoDaddy in comparison to my experience with my car accident. Well, you know, being upset with GoDaddy wasn't hurting them at all. It was just hurting me. So it really doesn't do any good to be angry or to be upset or to be, you know, in a bad place regarding anything. There are always going to be detours on your life's path. And then we just get back on the road again. How long we stay in that detour is up to us, because that's a choice. We can hang on to negative, fearful, angry, guilty, or sad feelings, or we can let go of them and feel better. You know, we can't live without stress. It's not really so much what happens to us, you know, the event or the situation, but it's our reaction to it. That's what causes the stress. And our reaction is something that we can change. We can choose to feel a different way. Overcoming adversity, whether it's a life-changing event or just an everyday fact of life, is a skill that can be learned. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to learn it. But it does take some inner work. It takes some reflection and really finding out what is it that's triggering you to have such a strong reaction to something that really is probably a so what issue. We are all in control of our own destiny, our own feelings, our beliefs. So, you know, what choices will you make? And we all make choices that we're not happy with. And we say, oh, I shouldn't be, you know, feeling this way or doing this thing. No worries. You can just make a different choice. That's the great thing about choice. You don't have to live with the choice you made the first time. You can just change it. Just acknowledge that. You know, we can't always make perfect choices. I mean, we're only human. That's just the way it is. We're going to fall down from time to time, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about that. So just choose something different. Acknowledge that you're not feeling like you'd like to feel. You're not where you want to be, and just choose differently. Now, tonight when our guest comes on, we'll probably hear about other ideas in how you can get to where you want to be in life. And, you know, for those of us who are on the holistic entrepreneur journey, there's some added struggles that we have to deal with, because it is a journey. It's a path that isn't always easy. So think of how you look at life. Notice the choices you make, and then decide, do you want to choose something different, a different way to react? Because you certainly can. It's not a matter of can you, it's do you want to? So I'm excited to bring on our guest for tonight, Max Ivey. Max has a very interesting story. Max was born into a family of carnival owners in Texas, here in the United States. Max lost his sight at age 12. Having a natural gusto for life, Max graduated college and became heavily involved in Eagle Scouts. He also worked in the family business alongside his brothers until his father succumbed to lung cancer. So at that point, he was faced with his own mortality, and Max had to make some life-altering changes. He underwent gastric surgery and lost over 250 pounds. He started his own business, buying and selling amusement rides, and learned how to blog using software for visually impaired people. Overcoming lots of obstacles, Max made a name for himself online and now shares his experiences as the blind blogger. Maxwell is also an inspirational and motivational personal coach, and he especially enjoys helping others find their bliss. With the companionship of his crazy Dalmatian mixed dog, Penny, he calls it a Graymation, Max now spends his days singing, reading, blogging, writing, creating videos, and coaching. He'd like to travel the world someday and meet in person many of his friends and clients that he's met online. So, Max, welcome to the show tonight. I am so glad you've taken the time to join us tonight.
Well, hi, Bonnie. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'm glad that we got past our little technical difficulties there so that I knew I was supposed to call in instead of connect with you on Skype. So,
well, I'm glad you're here. Nonetheless, whatever, the point is, the important thing is that now you're here. So awesome. Now, You know, I read a little bit about your bio, obviously, and, you know, so we know a little bit about you, Max, but everyone's got more to the story. You know, we have life experiences that sort of make us who we've become today. So would you share with our listeners, Max, a little bit more about your journey, your experiences, and what brings you to who you've become today?
Sure. I think that a lot of where I'm at now has to do with this continuing process that I've been going through. First, it was a matter of getting physically healthy. That meant getting treated for sleep apnea, starting some exercise, trying to change my diet, and eventually having gastric surgery. Once I started addressing my physical problems, you know, because most people think about the blindness being my biggest drawback or obstacle, but for me, a lot of it was just the fact that I was in such poor health physically that I wasn't ready to make the kind of changes in my life or go after anything new until I addressed some of those problems. So that was a big part of it. I had gastric surgery 3 years ago in October. Had a good weight, no longer taking any prescription medicines, getting regular exercise. Read a lot of motivational, inspirational books, and I've basically got right with the physical and the mental and the emotional, and that allowed me to start exploring things that I hadn't done before, like the blogging, the recording the podcast, offering to share my story in hopes that it inspires others to take action in their own lives, writing the book, which is something I never expected that I would be doing. And then more recently, I've started recording myself singing some of my favorite songs and sharing that on YouTube. I used to be as scared of my own voice and afraid people would hear me. Now it's part of all my podcasts. So, and right now I'm working on a second book, and I'm working on an online course to help people who want to promote themselves by doing radio shows. So much out there that has become a possibility or an opportunity for me.
Wow,
that I could never have seen without getting right in my mind and body first.
Oh, absolutely. Wow, I'm just tired listening to your list of things. Oh, my goodness, you have a lot going on. And you're right. You're so absolutely right, Max, that you have to be in a good physical health place to even be able to do some of those things. So it's interesting. And oh my gosh, you know, congratulations, kudos to you. 250 pounds is a lot of weight to have lost. Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it is. My friends joke with me still that I've lost a whole person. And, you know, and you know, losing the weight has some effects on you. Like, I've realized recently that my posture is horrible, and a lot of that is because I used to carry so much weight around in front of me.
Oh, sure.
And so I've recently started working with a physical therapist, and one of the things we're working on is my posture, and also trying to build up some strength in my shoulders, arms, and upper body, because for so long, I basically depended on doing everything with my legs. And, you know, of course, they've gotten a lot of strength in them for having to carry around all the extra weight all them years, but we're having to work on my neck and shoulders and back to try to reproportion the weight that I have left, and to avoid me having pain caused by, you know, poor posture. So
Right. Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you're in much better health than you were before. And we're going to take a short break, Max, but when we come back, I want to hear about, you know, more of that. And then also how you started all this business stuff and maybe some of the challenges that you had along the way. So this is Bonnie Gressel here at the Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Max Ivey, the blind blogger, and it's going to be a fabulous night tonight, so you're going to want to come back right after the break. We'll see you in just a bit.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Max Ivey, the blind blogger, and we're having a fabulous discussion. We were just hearing about Max's health issues and how he's overcome them, and it's an amazing story. So, Max, tell me more about how you got to the place you are now in terms of starting. I mean, you sort of got into your family's business to continue selling the carnival equipment, and then also into coaching and all the other things that you were mentioning before, the blogging and the podcast and this now the singing and all kinds of things. How did that all transpire? Did you find more, you know, energy when you lost weight and felt more physically well?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I mean, the beginning of it was with the sleep apnea, because if you're not getting good rest at night, especially if you have a cause like apnea where you're not getting good air, it affects not only your energy level, but it also affects your interest level. I mean, there are people who suffer impotence, lack of interest, even depression from having sleep apnea. So for those entrepreneurs who spend 16, 18, 20 hours a day and are going into their sleep time of the day to work on their businesses. I know that, you know, for a lot of people, they have an actual job they have to go to pay the bills, and those are the only hours they can really put in on their businesses. But they really need to think if there's some of that time that they could be allowing themselves either for sleep, for rest, or for just entertainment, so that their mind isn't so occupied and so stressed, because that will eventually catch up with you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So as you started all of these various businesses, and it sounds like you continue to add to the list, what kinds of, you know, challenges have you found from a business perspective in that? Were there some that you found as barriers or obstacles?
Well, I find barriers and obstacles every day. I mean, if you're doing this as a blind computer user, there's quite a bit of the stuff out there that you have to use on a daily basis that is not meant to be used by somebody who's using a screen reader. Yeah. And for those people who are using screen magnification, even, they can have some problems with some of this stuff. So There's problems that I have, especially online. In the early days, when I started the first website to sell the amusement equipment, my brother built the site, but then he got a really good paying job and had to quit. So I pretty much had to learn HTML and self-defense. And I need to start sending the host a copy of one of the old website pages, because when I started running the site, I thought, well, I'll make it look pretty. Well, I can't see it, but I can guess at it. So I chose yellow for the background, blue for the text, red for the links.
Oh, well, my.
in hexagonal color code or whatever, if you pick just a color name instead of a color number, you get very bright, very vivid colors. And I heard the word ice creaming. That was one of the more common, but you know, it was one of those things. Yeah, the site would have probably gotten more traffic and people would have probably spent more time on it if I hadn't done that. But I had to do something. I had to actually improve the site or add to it, because I couldn't just leave it as it was. I wouldn't have been able to sell any equipment that way. So it was one of the things. I probably didn't do it the best way, but I decided, okay, I'm going to do it as well as I can. And as I go, either I'm going to learn how to do it better or somebody's going to show up and they're going to say, Max, you might want to try this, Max. And, you know, that actually happened when I decided to move from HTML to WordPress. A really nice guy named Ashley Fox from Switzerland just happened to meet me on one of the websites where I was leaving comments. And he said, you know, Max, when we change this to WordPress, we're going to go to straight white background with black letters and maybe a little bit of color, but nowhere near as much as you have. And I'm like, okay. He was nice about it, but I could tell by the between the lines that I probably was doing it wrong. But you know, there again, if I'd waited till I knew how to do it, or till somebody was going to do it for me, it wouldn't have got done. And that's pretty much the way I do things every day. I mean, when I recorded my first video, I had no idea how to make up a fancy intro like you have for your show. And I figured, well, if I wait until I can do an intro, that's that much longer, I'll wait before I record my first show. And I said, well, how about I just sing a little at the beginning of the show? And, of course, that meant having to face my fear about people not liking my singing. But it all worked out just fine. People actually watch my podcast long enough to hear me sing, and then sometimes they turn them off. So, but that's just another example of where, yeah, there's obstacles. And the question is, do you want to let the obstacle stop you, or do you want to find a way to either go around it or to work with it until you can do something better? And that's the way I approach it all. I'm going to do it as well as I can do it today, and the hope is that I'll either be able to do it better or I'll be able to do more tomorrow. That's my core belief, the number one thing I live by.
Yeah. Oh, that's such good advice, because – I mean, you probably have more obstacles than many people because of the sight and your health issues that you had struggled with and all of that. But to just persevere and, okay, if I can't do it today, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, or maybe I need some help with it. I mean, there's so many people who just quit. There's so many people who just give up. You know, and there's that saying that the only people who really fail are those people who quit, which is really true.
And there's also those people who never start because they're afraid.
Yes, absolutely. And before the break, we were just talking about some of the things that maybe keep us from moving forward, even in, you know, when there are challenges. And we were talking about how sometimes fear keeps us from beginning anything at all. So, Max, can we talk about that a little bit more before we maybe go into some of the ahas that you've learned along your way? Do you see that with the people that you're working with in terms of coaching, or people you communicate with, that sometimes people just don't want to start anything until they get it just perfect, and they never get it perfect, so they never get it started?
That's exactly right. Just yesterday, I sent a message to a fellow on a Facebook group who needed some encouragement. He had spent a month preparing to release his first podcast episode. He had already done promotional work on it. He had recorded it, but he was at that point, he couldn't press send. He couldn't press publish. And me and quite a few other people basically told him the same thing, that there's, you know, the first time you do anything, it's not going to be perfect. And in the most cases, it's not really all about being perfect. It's about the lessons that you're going to learn along the way. I mean, I imagine if you look back at your very first episode you ever recorded for this show, it's probably not something that you would want a lot of people to listen to again. But maybe you would, because some people are just that way. I mean, I've found that people who don't have failures or disappointments, you know, if you can't see where they've had some trials in their past, the odds are they're just not telling you about them. Because most yeah. anybody that's very successful has had failures. They've had setbacks. Nobody gets it right the first time. I mean, honestly, believe it. If you go to a website and the person who runs it never posts anything about making a mistake or having misjudged a person or having made the wrong decision as to what direction to take, then I'll show you somebody who has revised their own history to eliminate all the negative.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. You know, I like this saying, and I don't know who said it, but, you know, when we see successful people online or in the movies or whatever, we only see the highlight reel. We don't see all the stuff that happens before that, all the struggles, all the sometimes the failures and all those things that lead up to that, you know, that magnificent crescendo at the end. We only see that part. And I think that is so true, because everyone has to go through that. That's how we learn. That's how we become who we become.
Exactly. My first radio appearance was about 2.5 years ago on a blog talk show. And the first episode was so bad that even today the host threatens to play the audio.
Yeah,
because I hung up on him, and he hung up on me, and nobody told him that I was blind. So he actually asked me, "What, are you blind?" So and we had a good laugh, and I ended up getting asked back the next week because of it. But that's just an example of how, you know, the first time you do something, it's not going to be perfect. Matter of fact, if it is, you probably weren't doing it right. Because if you didn't learn anything, if you didn't learn anything from the first time, then you probably weren't doing it right. You probably didn't test yourself enough. Or you probably didn't set a big enough bar, because I honestly think that to a certain point, we are meant to fail, because if we don't fail, then it's a whole lot harder. I mean, when I was in school, I always learned more from the answers I got wrong on a test than the ones I got right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, there's another saying that I like that says perfectionism is a character defect. And I really do believe that. You know, because we're not meant to be perfect. We're meant to fall down. That's how we learn. Now, Max, earlier you talked about your fear of singing in front of people. And then you started singing online. And you had to kind of get over that fear. That's another kind of fear. I mean, that probably wasn't the perfectionism type of fear, but it was just putting yourself out there and really, you know, taking a risk and being vulnerable. So I would imagine that's another type of fear that keeps people stuck and keeps them from even starting sometimes.
Yeah, because nobody wants to be embarrassed, to look the fool, to have people laughing at them. But what's worse is that so many people are worried that people are going to laugh at them or think poorly of them. It may never happen. In most cases, it won't. Because in the beginning, the people who see your work are going to be people who know you and like you or love you. I mean, until you build up an audience, the people that are going to see you the first time are people that have an investment in you. They're going to want to see what you've done, whether it's good or bad. You know, kind of like when you were a kid and you brought home an art project. Your mom was going to be the first person to look at it, and whether it was good or bad, you knew most likely she was going to say she loved it. And if she could find something good in it, she probably would. And that's the way it is when you do something for the first time online. I knew that, I was afraid of, you know, people had made fun of my singing when I was younger. And I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. I was kind of a little nervous about, you know, maybe people will laugh at me. Maybe I'll go viral because people will say how bad it was. That's the kind of stuff that gets into people's heads, and I want people to know that I'm no different than them. I've had to fight the same battle. I've had to push myself through my own fears, and you know, I like to show people that I have done it, because I figure it's all a teaching opportunity. It's all a time and a place for me to show others that, hey, I get it. This stuff ain't easy. And I'm going to show you how I know that, because it wasn't easy for me. And here's a couple of examples. As a matter of fact, just this week I recorded a podcast for my website, theblindblogger.net. And at the last minute or so of the audio, I kind of ran a little out of steam, and it wasn't perfect. But the rest of the episode was good, and I said, I'm going to go ahead and post this for two reasons. One, the message was solid, and two, the fact that I was willing to go ahead and share it, even though it wasn't 100%, it wasn't perfect, is probably an even bigger message than what I had to share in the podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I think allowing yourself to be vulnerable is a huge piece, a huge value that maybe some entrepreneurs don't see as a huge value. You know, we're going to take another break, Max. And when we come back, I want to hear about, and I'm sure our listeners do too, about some of the ahas that you've had along the way, some of the lessons that you've learned that maybe would be helpful for other people on the path. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here tonight with Max Ivey, the blind blogger. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Max's ahas along his journey. We're going to be right back, everyone.
Are you one of the millions of people who struggle to relax, sleep well, or even lose weight? Have you ever wondered why it's so hard? If you think your brain might have something to do with it, you're right. Now you can learn how to access the powerful energy of the mind-body connection with the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, a 4-CD collection of guided meditations from holistic nurse practitioner Bonnie Gressel. You can use them all for yourself or split the individually wrapped CDs into gifts for friends and family. The Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set includes all of Bonnie's popular CDs, including Restful Sleep, Relax, Meditation for Busy People, and Weight Loss. To get your copy of the Ultimate Health and Wellness Gift Set, go to BonnieGressel.com and click the Products tab. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by MNB Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I'm here tonight with Max Ivey, the blind blogger, and we've been having a fabulous discussion. Now, right before the break, I said, you know, Max, I think our listeners would like to hear about some of the ahas that you've learned along the way, some of the lessons that we could share with people to help them on their path. So what do you think, Max? Has there been anything that maybe comes to mind that was really a aha for you? Maybe getting through a challenge gave you the information, gave you that lesson.
Well, I can't really think of anything as far as what you just asked about, but the one thing that I have realized along the way, and it's something I shouldn't have had to relearn, but as human beings, we're amazing people. Often we have to relearn lessons that we should have remembered from early in our life, and that has to do with asking for help. I know a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, have a real problem with this, and I shouldn't have had a problem with it, because when you grow up as a blind person, the two things that you hear most often is never be afraid to ask and always face your head towards whoever you're talking to. So those are the two things that you get drummed into you over and over again. So I shouldn't have had to relearn this, but I have. I about 2.5-3 years ago, I found by relearning that lesson that I met some great people online who were able to help me grow the blog and the website for my amusement equipment, and who have continued to be helpful with me with the new website, the Blind Blogger. And the one thing that I finally figured out is, if for anybody that's having trouble asking for help or asking for information, is to think of it in a whole different way. What you want to do is think about this. If you don't ask, you're basically robbing the other person of the opportunity to be helpful. They don't get the chance to share the information, experience, talents that they have built up during their lifetime with another human being. And while it may sound cliche, one of the best things you can do to make yourself feel better is to help somebody else. So by not putting your hand up and saying, hey, I need help, you're depriving other people of those joyous moments that comes from helping somebody else and seeing them move forward on their journey. So that's the one thing I've learned. And on the back of my business card, it says now, if you don't ask, they can't say yes. And that's one of the things that I try to remember every day. And it works whether you ask directly and make it a request, or if you just share in a public forum that you need help with something. If it's in a place with lots of helpful people, like a lot of the blogging groups can be online, you'll be surprised who might show up that will offer to help you with a particular problem. I know that's happened for me a lot, because there's been a lot of things that I've needed to do for my website that wouldn't have gotten done nowhere near as quick as they did if somebody hadn't showed up and offered to help. But they offered because they knew I was asking. They knew I needed the help because I put it out there. And I think that also applies to your thoughts and your prayers. And some people may not take that the right way, but I believe that we're all connected in some form. To me, that's God and prayer. To other people, it may be the universe and positive affirmations. But I believe that if you put the thoughts out there, and even if you just say it to yourself out loud and let it be known that this is something you need to come to you, I think that is also another form of asking, and it will help to bring a teacher, a talented employee, a fellow entrepreneur, whoever you happen to need to help you get to the next step in your process.
Yeah. Oh, that is such awesome, great information. And that's your golden nugget. I mean, I don't even have to ask you to share a golden nugget, because that is just, that's what everybody needs to hear. I always say, if you don't ask, you don't know, which is kind of like you're saying, if you don't ask, they can't say yes. So you're so right. Especially, I think entrepreneurs have such a hard time asking. And then it's not only asking, but then it's allowing people to help you, or God to help you, or whatever, because sometimes we'll ask, but then we don't let it in. We don't allow. And I think that's just fabulous information. Thank you so much for bringing that, that point highlighted tonight, because I think that is something that everyone needs to hear in life in general, but especially for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, because entrepreneurs are the worst at asking for help, because again, it goes back to that fear. It goes back to that fear of looking silly, of not. It goes back to the belief that you think you should know it all, you should be able to do it all, and the truth is nobody can. And more often than not, if there's somebody online who you really believe is tearing it up, the odds are they have a staff. Yep. And the staff may be paid, or they may be volunteer, or they may be friends and family. But trust me, if they're tearing it up online and it looks like they're doing it all, they've got a staff somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Max, I know that our listeners are going to want more of you to know how to get a hold of you, to get your book, to connect with you. What's the best way to do that?
Okay. They can visit the website, theblindblogger.net, and use the contact form, or sign up for the emails whenever I have a new, podcast or blog post, and they'll get the email alert. They can call me at 979-215-1770, or they can try me on Skype at Maxwell Ivy. The M and the I are capitalized, and there's a space in between. And if anybody knows how I can fix that, where I can deal with the capital letters and the space, if you send me an email, I would sure appreciate it, because I'm finding that I'm not able to connect with some people on Skype. And, tonight, I hate causing another person a problem, especially when they're giving me the opportunity to come on a show and share myself with other people like this. But it would have been so much easier if we could have done it on Skype and, without you having to kill time on your own before I knew to call in on the phone. So that's just another thing that we're going to try to do better tomorrow. But 979-215-1770 or theblindblogger.net, or just ask at theblindblogger.net. That's my email address. And as I tell people at the end of most shows, if you need to know anything at all about Max Ivy, just think about what my email address is.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. And your book is on your website as well.
TheBlindBlogger.net.
Yes. Okay, cool. So, you know, I would encourage people, if you are interested in knowing more about Max and his story and reading his blog and getting some of that other inspirational information. I know I've read his book and it's fabulous. So I would encourage people to reach out to him. And I want to thank you so much, Max, for taking time to be with me here on the show tonight and sharing your wisdom with all of the other holistic entrepreneurs out there. So again, thank you for your time tonight.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I've enjoyed having this conversation with you, and I look forward to connecting with you online, and hopefully we can stay in touch and continue to help motivate each other.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I'm sure we will. No doubt. No doubt. Well, as we say goodnight to Max tonight, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I've got the success secret to share with you for this week. So I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I've just had a fabulous time with Maxwell Ivey tonight, the blind blogger. And you know how to get a hold of him, and we will be right back after this next break.
Ever wonder how you could get a professionally produced ad like this made for your own product or business? Let the team at M&B Global Solutions create a surprisingly affordable audio or video marketing asset you can call your own. All you have to do is come up with a few bullet points, and the M&B team will do the rest. Use your ad on radio shows like this, your website, or wherever potential customers find you. To learn more, go to mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Writing a book and becoming a published author can be a daunting challenge. Most people don't even know where to begin such a journey, much less how to make it happen. Now you can realize your dream of seeing your book in print with help from the team at MNB Global Solutions. The husband-wife team of Mike Dolplaze and Bonnie Gressel provides the individualized coaching and publishing services you need to make your book a reality. Contact Mike and Bonnie today for a free consultation at mnbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, and I want to share with you my success secret for you for this week. And after listening to the show tonight and sort of thinking about it, it makes me think that a good maybe reminder to give you, because I know you all know this, is that anything is possible. Don't let fear or needing to be perfect stand in your way. You can have or be or do anything you want to do. But remember that you get what you expect. So always expect the best to happen. And as Max said so eloquently in our last segment, don't be afraid to ask. If you don't ask, you don't know. You're not going to give people the opportunity to say yes if you don't ever ask. Now, next week, I'll have another great guest lined up for Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be an awesome show. There's just so much that we can learn from those who have been on the path before us. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. I know everyone is busy. Life is busy. So I want to be sure that these shows are valuable and a great use of your time. So feel free to comment on the Facebook page, Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio, about anything that you would like to see changed or covered in future shows. The Facebook page is also a great place where we can all interact and help each other share successes and challenges and answer questions. Or you can always send me a message at BonnieGressel.com. And you can check out the free stuff there as well. And I also want to remind you about the new YouTube channel. I've created this for you to provide things that you need to help you along your holistic entrepreneur journey. So share those resources with others and share this show with others. I'm really wanting to build a community together here because we're all in this together and it is a journey. We're not going to get there overnight. So thank you again so much for joining me. And next week, come back and listen to another great guest. And until then, blessings, everyone.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.